بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله النبي الكريم Continuing with the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I established from the sunnah, we find that there are different sighas or different formations in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very famously in the Quran Sharif we have those in which we have the Anbiya alayhi salam, and even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the terminology of Rabb, Rabbana or Rabbi. And then we find that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also made dua through the asking of Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka. So many of the duas will start off, Allahumma inni as'aluka, O Allah, I ask of you, I make dua to you for whatever want that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And then we have the isti'aza, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, I seek your protection, etc. In today's dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for a very comprehensive and important dua regarding our deen and regarding the safeguarding of our deen and also our extent to which we should apply ourselves as far as the world and the dunya is concerned. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua, Allahumma la taj'ali dunya akbara hammina. Allahumma rabbana la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. The first part of the dua, Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. That, O Allah, do not make any impediment and obstacles and difficulty in the implementing of our deen. And this is important because for a person to be able to follow Islam, for him to fulfill the obligations of Islam, to perform salah, and to seek knowledge, etc., there is a great need for there to be stability. And in today's time, we can understand this better, that in those countries and places where it is difficult to practice deen, where it is difficult to implement deen, then we find there are lots of hurdles and obstacles, and people find great amount of difficulty in establishing their salah, in establishing centers of deen and knowledge. So therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made this very important dua that if a person has got easiness in his deen, in practicing of deen, then it should not be regarded to be something that is a formality, but it should be something that we cherish and something that we preserve and something that we look after with a great amount of responsibility. So Allahumma Rabbana la taj'al musibatana fi dinina. O Allah, do not bring about any obstacles, barriers, difficulties, and problems as far as our deen is concerned. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. And when our deen is established, and we can follow and we can practice upon our deen easily, then thereafter we should not misplace that by making the dunya our pursuit. وَلَا تَجْعَلِ الدُّنْيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا. The biggest worry in our life is not really the worries that we have as far as the world is concerned. Of course, we all have concerns and worries regarding our dunya and our world and our sustenance and our safety and those aspects which relate to our worldly life. And that is something that is part of every human being's life. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't make that become my biggest worry. Because sometimes we get so consumed and preoccupied with that worry that we forget about the real worry. And that is the worry of the akhirah, the worry of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's accountability, and the worry of the world of the hereafter. So Allahumma Rabbana la taj'al musibatana fi dinina wa la taj'al ad-dunya akbara hammina wa la mablagha ilmina. And this is a very beautiful dua, a lot of wisdom and depth in this part of the dua. And oh Allah, don't make the dunya the end point of my knowledge. In other words, my understanding of life should not be limited to this world because of a lack of seeking knowledge. I limit my awareness, my knowledge, my know to the world. How to operate in the world, how to do business in the world, how to make myself comfortable in the world. That is where all my knowledge evolves around. In fact, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the knowledge of the world in the Quran, and today we see the disbelievers, they are advanced in science and technology. So Allah says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. That whatever we see in terms of advancement and technology, and there's so much of the information of the world, the explosion of information through the internet and through all these other platforms, Allah says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. That is just a very surface and minuscule level of knowledge. Whatever knowledge we see, information that we see, all the information systems, that is a fraction of what knowledge really is. Rather, the true knowledge and awareness and understanding of the world and of the life of the hereafter is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants through the Quran al-Kareem and through the divine knowledge of revelation. So, Allahumma la taj'al musibatana fi dinina, wa la taj'al dunya akbar hammina, wa la mablagha ilmina, wa la ghayata raghbatina. And the fourth part of the dua is, and do not make the world the end point of our pursuit and our aspiration. Meaning that all that we want to achieve should not just be the comfort of the world, the easiness and the protection of the world. Our raghbat and our desire and our pursuit and our thoughts and our intentions should go far beyond the comforts and the easiness of this world. And there is one more part to this dua. وَلَا تُسَلِّتْ عَلَيْنَا مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمُنَا. And O Allah, do not place over us leaders who will not be merciful towards us, because this is also part of stability and protection and easiness, that we have leaders who create easiness in our environment and in our society. If we have leaders who are very selfish and self-centered, then we find that the society will be suffering. We find people will be starving, and people will be hungry, and people will not have any services, and people will be in a great difficulty. But the leaders will have no mercy in their hearts. And this is what we find in the world today, that unfortunately the leaders have become completely desensitized to the realities around them. And the population can be suffering all forms of difficulty, but they will not have any concern in them because they are only concerned about themselves. So this dua of great knowledge and wisdom and depth taught to us by Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma rabbana la taj'al musibatana fi dinina, wa la taj'al dunya akbar hammina, wa la mablagha ilmina, wa la ghayata raghbatina, wa la tusallit alayna man la yarhamuna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with all these favors.